姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次在主面前寻求等候的机会。
Thank Lord that once again we have the chance to seek and also wait before our Lord.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
为着你使你的儿子独生子成为神的羔羊，我们赞美你。
We praise you, for you have let your only begotten Son to become the Lamb of God.
为着你所成就，那我们眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心也没有想过的救恩，我们赞美你。
For we praise you for the salvation that you have accomplished, which is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and our hearts never imagined.
也为着你借着你的爱子，成为引导我们脚步的神的羔羊，我们赞美你。
And we praise you for that through your beloved Son that he become the Lamb of God which guides our steps.
我们知道羔羊不但被杀在祭坛上面，羔羊现在被杀的羔羊也在宝座上。
We know that the Lamb not only being slain on the altar, but now the Lamb being slain also on the throne.
这是何等难以想象，却是一个宇宙永远不改变的事实，我们赞美你。
For we praise you, for this is something so hard to imagine, but this is something never changes in the whole universe.
我们请你今天借着这一个短短的时间向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts through such short time today.
说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other dependence, we wait before you.
求你敞开天上的窗户。
Pray that you opened up the heavenly window.
求你照着我们所需要的供应给我们。
And provide to us according to our needs.
求你照着你旨意所要成全的启示我们，光照我们，并且真是把我们提升到你自己满意的地步。
Reveal to us and enlighten us and also lift us up to your satisfaction according to what you have to accomplish according to your will.
也求你为你的教会为我们穿上全副的军装。
And do put on the full armor of God for your church.
捆绑一切黑暗、死亡、撒旦、阴间、权势、明处、暗处、有形无形的各种诡计。
And bound all of the evil tricks of all the power of darkness and Satan in all the, whether it's seen or unseen.
我们无依无靠的等候仰望在你的面前。
Without any other dependence, we wait and look before you.
愿你得到当得的荣耀，愿你使你的教会众圣徒得到当有的建造。
May you receive all the glory and also edify all and build up all the saints of your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
第一处还是读路加福音21:34-36。
Gospel Book of Luke, Chapter 21, Verse 34 through 36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit-taking and drunkenness and cares of this life.And so that they come upon you unawares.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
再请看犹大书第24-25节。
Book of Jude, verse,
犹大书24节。
Book of Jude, verse 24.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
再请看启示录第15章 第一到第四节。
Book of Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 through 4.
我又看见在天上有异象，大而且奇，就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的请。
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉，奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途义哉，成哉。
And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, and all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest.
我们过去这段时间一直在提醒我们要时时的警醒，常常的祈求。
For a past period of time, we always remind you that we have to take heed and always be watchful and pray.
其中一面就是不要被今生的思虑，不要被这个我们的这个世上的需要给捆绑。
And one aspect is that we are not being bounded by the cares of this life and the thoughts of this world.
那另外一面更积极的是希望能够站立在主的面前。
And on the other hand, more positively, we shall stand before the Lord.
我们看到在启示录里面好几处特别提到有不同的一群一群的人站在主的宝座前。
We see in the book of Revelation, there are several places mentioned there are different groups of people stand before the throne of God.
第七章有一批人，第十二章有一批人，第十四章有一批人，第十五章又有一批人。
In chapter 7, chapter 12, chapter 14 and 15, there are different groups of people.
所以很明显的提醒我们，站在主的宝座前是一个重要的呼召。
So very obviously it reminds us this is a very important calling to be able to stand before the throne of God.
不但是个重要的呼召，也是所有信主的人他一个重要的前途。
Not only an important calling, but this is also the very important goal and future for those who believe the Lord.
所以这是值得我们在主面前寻求，到底怎样的人可以站在主的面前，站在宝座前。
So it's very worthwhile that we seek before the Lord what kind of people are worthy to stand before the throne of the Lord.
那站在宝座前需要预备什么？
So what shall be prepared to stand before the throne?
那我们今天来到这个十五章的这个部分。
As we come to chapter 15,
我发现在第二节有一幅的景象好像在旧约中出现。
I think in verse 2, this picture seems to appear in the Old Testament.
他说我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些胜了兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上。
And I saw as it were the sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass.
如果我们记得但以理书第三章，
If we remember book of Daniel chapter 3,
那个尼布甲尼撒王他立了一个全金的像。
King Nebuchadnezzar has set up this golden image.
尼布甲尼撒王从旧约的从但以理书讲他也是那个兽。
From the Old Testament point of view, King Nebuchadnezzar was also the beast.
然后又有一个像。
And there's the image, a statue.
然后他要所有的他那些长官都要去敬拜那个像。
And he wanted all of his government, all the officers to worship such statue.
有谁不去拜呢？就丢到烈火的火炉里面。
Whoever did not worship the statue, then would be cast into the furnace of fire.
结果但以理的三个朋友因为不拜，所以被丢到烈火的火炉里面。
And because the three friends of Daniel, because they did not worship, so they were being cast into the furnace of fire.
因为他们就像是启示录十二章的那一批人说，虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
For they were just like those group of people in Revelation chapter 12, that they did not love their lives even unto death.
他们相信神若愿意，耶和华若愿意，可以救他们脱离这个火。
They believed that if God was willing, then that they could be delivered out of the fire.
但是如果神的旨意不是要在这个时候救他们，他们说 OK， 我们也愿意为耶和华的缘故，我们就在那里，我们不爱惜我们的性命。
But if God's will was not to save them, then that's fine with them, that because for God's sake, they did not love their lives.
所以尼布甲尼撒王更生气。
So King Nebuchadnezzar was even more angry.
结果火炉的那个火的热度加七倍。
So he added 7 more times the heat of the fire.
把他三个朋友抬进去的所有的尼布甲尼撒的那些大能的勇士通通被烧死了。
And all those warriors that carried the friends of Daniel to the furnace of fire, they were being burned.
但是这三个朋友却是得了拯救。
But those three friends got delivered.
然后他在不但是三个，而且他们有一个仿佛人子的在里面，他们四个在那里行走。
Not only three, but there's someone such like the image of the Son of Man. The four of them were walking amongst the furnace.
这一幅景象把尼布甲尼撒王吓坏了。
So King Nebuchadnezzar was so shocked with this.
所以把他们统统叫出来。
So he asked all of them up.
那承认他们所信的神，这三个朋友，但以理三个所信的神是至高的，是他们不需要去敬拜这个尼布甲尼撒王所立的像。
And he confessed the God whom the three friends of Daniel believed in was most high, so they did not have to worship the statue.
所以这有一批人。
So there's a group of people.
十五章又一批人。
And chapter 15 has a group of people.
但是这个不是在尼布甲尼撒王前面的。
But those were not before King Nebuchadnezzar.
但这一批人，你看有火，但是他们是不烧他们的。
And you see this group of people, they were before the fire, but they did not get burned.
而且他们这里明明讲到他们已经胜了兽的像和兽民的数目。
And here clearly says they had gotten victory over beast, over his image, and over his mark and the number of his name.
所以明显他们是得胜者。
So very obviously they were the overcomers.
上次我们看了站在宝座前的这一批人，他们身上向世人显明，或者在宇宙中显明，神是主，神是全能的，神是王。
Last time we saw this group of people stand before the throne, they manifest to the world and to the universe that the Lord is God and Lord is Almighty and He is the King.
所以这个得胜是很宝贵的。
So this overcoming is very precious.
那主在这个启示录里面是在很明显的在呼召得胜者。
So very obviously in Book of Revelation, Lord is calling the overcomers.
但这个被呼召成为得胜者的不是靠自己的能力。
But it's not by someone's own might to be called to become overcomers.
他们的得胜的原则是跟羔羊得胜的原则是一致的。
Their principle of overcoming is the same as the overcoming of the lamb.
而且神所呼召的得胜者不是仅仅为了个人的。
And the overcomers God has called is not just for individual.
这个得胜者是为着神旨意全体的。
These overcomers are for the entire purpose, the group, the corporate purpose of God.
所以虽然他们是一个一个的得胜，但是他们的生活的目的，他们这个在神面前的侍奉，是为着神教会、神旨意的全体的。
So even though they were called to overcome one by one, but the purpose of their overcoming and their service before God is for the entire group of church.
所以这个是远远超过我们为着个人的需要所产生的，所看见的那个得胜。
So this surpassing the overcoming we see for one's own purpose.
所以他们是不但要明白神为着全体神教会的旨意。 而且不但在这个明白中把自己摆上去。
So not only they have understand God's eternal purpose cooperating for the church, but for this purpose, they put themselves into this.
所以这个得胜他们得着的，其实就是全教会得着。So
for this overcoming, they have gained it, and also it's as if the whole church has gained it.
他们是神用来代表全教会的。God
has used them to represent the whole church.
这是在新约的原则。
And that's the New Testament principle.
在旧约的原则是神用余数的原则。
The Old Testament is the principle of the remnant.
因为当这个以色列人或者是犹大国整个被掳了之后，整个王国之后，神做恢复的原神做恢复的工作是用余数的，是很少数的。
For after Israelites and also the kingdom of Judah, God perished. So when God does the work of restoration, He uses the principle of remnant, which are very few.
所以今天神就是说，旧约的余数跟新约的得胜者是个平行的原则。So
it's a parallel principle in the remnants in Old Testament time and also the overcomers in New Testament time.
其实这是旧约的余数或者新约的得胜者，不是超级圣徒。
Actually, the Old Testament remnants and also the overcomers in New Testament, they are not super saints.
他们只是一群真正认识他们所信的谁，他们所得到的救主是谁。
They are just a group of people whom they clearly know whom they have believed in and who their saviors are.
他们愿意顺着神的旨意，他们愿意支取神的恩典，来让神成就他们要成就的。
They are willing to according to God's will and also obey God's purpose to let God's purpose to be fulfilled.
他们不是超人,
they are not supermen.
他们是正常人,
they are normal people.
他们只是一个正常的信徒，正常的跟随羔羊的人。
They are just normal believers and ordinary people who follow the Lamb.
如果我们从世人的角度看他们，他们可能没有什么很值得夸口的东西。
From the worldly point of view, they don't have anything to boast about.
他们唯一可以夸口的，就是神是真实的。The
only thing they can boast about is that God is true.
他们唯一可以夸口的是神的旨意，不但是明白了，而且神要照他的旨意，照他的方法来成就他所要成就的。The
only thing they can boast about is not that they own, not only that they understand God's will, but they are willing to follow God's way of accomplishing God's will.
所以他们是那批首先经历的人。
So they are those who first experienced.
所以也可以说是初熟的果子。
The first fruit.
因为神在创造人的时候就已经定下了一个旨意，神要借着人把他的得胜借着人彰显。
For when God created man, He already set a purpose that is to manifest His victory over, manifest His victory through man.
所以在你知道创世纪第一章二十六、二十八节那个管理或者治理那个字，其实是背后的那个字的字根是带着征服的意思，得胜的、胜过的意思。
So on Genesis chapter 1, verse 26-28, the word of the govern. The root of it means overcome.
所以这是神很奇妙的安排。So
that's an amazing arrangement of God.
如果神不把他的圣经给我们，他不把这些让我们看清楚，我们可能一辈子都不可能明白。If
God does not give us the Bible and does not show us, then we could not understand our entire life.
所以基督徒的前途是有荣耀的。So
the future of Christians have glory.
虽然过程是不容易的，但基督徒前途是有荣耀的。
Even the process is difficult, but Christians have glory.
神也借着我们的主耶稣基督，要把许多的圣徒带到荣耀里面去。And
God through our Lord Jesus Christ also would like to bring all the saints into glory.
神也为着跟随羔羊的人或者跟随主的人预备了冠冕。And
God also prepared the crown for those who follow the Lord and the Lamb.
预备了宝座。
prepare the throne.
预备在千年国里面做王。
To prepare become kings in the millennium kingdom.
什么时候发生这件事？
When would this take place?
什么时候在我们信的人身上可以成为实在？
When would this become a reality of those who believe?
主的再来。
That's when the Lord's return.
主的再来是一件迫切的事情。
This is very imminent of the Lord's return.
而且我们的预备应该是现在。
And our to be ready is now.
不是将来。
It's not future.
不是明天。
Not tomorrow.
是今天。
It's today.
是现在。
Now.
我们需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
现在把我们自己奉献给主，让主在我们身上做全备的预备。
We offer ourselves to the Lord now, so the Lord can do this. His full work of readiness upon us.
时间到底有多急迫？
How imminent is this time?
读圣经预言的告诉我们，已经没有在任何的拦阻，来没有任何的预言在那里说还要这个预言应验之后主才会再来。
Those who read the Bible prophecies tell us that there's no more prophecies needs to be fulfilled for His return.
所以主的再来是随时可以发生。
So Lord's return can happen at any moment.
这是从预言的角度来看。
That's from the point of view prophecy.
但是从另外角度来看。
And from a different point of view.
我们也没有多少时间。
We also don't have much more time.
你认为你有多少时间？
How much more time do you think you have?
我也不知道。
I also don't know.
我有多少时间？
How much time do I have?
我也不知道。
I also don't know.
但我昨天参加一个安息聚会。
Yesterday I went to a memorial service.
我们是没有想到这个弟兄会这么快就走。
We never imagined our brother will be taken by the Lord so quickly.
他一直在我们的印象中都是非常非常强壮的。
In our thoughts, he was always so strong.
他在许多的跟弟兄姊妹相处的机会中，他比弟兄姊妹更有力量，更有精神，更好像更有精力。
Whenever he was with brothers and sisters, he had even more strength and energy than the rest of the brothers and sisters.
但没有想到，在发布时候他身体有状况，三个礼拜就被主接走了。
But never imagined that after 3 weeks of knowing that he got ill, that it was only 3 weeks he was being taken by the Lord.
这些事情我们没有办法解释。
We could not explain this.
但是是一个震撼。
But it was a great shaking.
我们到底有多少时间？
How much more time do we still have?
这个弟兄是在等候主的一位弟兄。
This brother was one of those who wait for Lord's return.
他随时都在预备的。
He was always being ready.
所以他原来是马太福音24章两个见证人，取去一个，撇下一个的候选人。
So it was just like mentioned in chapter 24 of Matthew that those two witnesses, one being taken and the other being left, so he was one of those.
不到一个月的时间。
Just waiting less than one month of time.
神把他放到变成25章童女里面去了。
Then God already put him into chapter 25, one of the virgins.
我不晓得你转得过来转不过来。
I don't know whether you can accept this with your mind or not.
我是觉得我一下子转不过来。
I think I could not accept.
本来是两个见证人其中一个，现在突然变成10个童女里面其中一个。
Originally he was one of the two witnesses, but then now become one of the 10 virgins.
需要主帮助我。
We need the Lord to help us.
我们不知道我们未来日子怎样。
We really need the Lord to help us, as we don't know what's ahead of us.
但是即使就是童女。
But even though the virgins.
有五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
5 were wise and five were foolish.
所以五个是预备好的，五个没有预备好的。
5 were ready and the other 5 were not.
所以如果今天我们预备好，我们突然之间从两个见证人被转到童女，毫无问题。
So if we are ready today, then if we are being just changed from the witness into the virgin, then we have no problem.
如果我们不想预备，我们觉得还有无限的机会。
If we do not want to be prepared and we think we still have a lot of opportunities.
万一这个事情发生在我们身上，那我们可能就这样还爱哭切齿了。
So if this same thing happened to us, then we will be weeping and gnashing of our teeth.
因为今天是可以预备的机会。
For today is still the opportunity to be ready.
今天如果预备好，就爱哭切齿的那个可能性就可能没有或者降低。
If we are ready today, then the chance for us being weeping and gnashing the teeth will be none or less.
所以预备主再来到底迫切不迫切，这是我们需要思考的事情。
So whether it's urgent to prepare for Lord's return, this is something that we have to consider.
其实不光是思考，需要认真的面对。
Not just to consider, we have to face this seriously.
不用看别人。
Not looking at others.
我们为着主神旨意生活是为着全体的，但是得胜是一个一个的。
To live for the God's purpose is for the corporate. However, God calls overcomers individually.
当然，如果一群都在预备主的再来，在那里等候得胜，可以团体的显出得胜。
Of course, if there's a group of people being ready and preparing for Lord's return, then corporately the overcomers can be manifested.
但背后还是有一个个人的愿意。
But behind all those, there's still individual reasons.
所以就算是我被摆在这个得胜的团体中，但是我若不愿意，可能团体得胜了，但我不在当中。
Even though I'm being placed in this group of overcomers, even though this group have overcome corporately, but if I'm not ready, but I'm not willing, then I'm not part of it.
所以盼望主帮助我们慎重的面对，慎重的思考。
So may the Lord help us so we can seriously consider and face it.
我不知道有多少机会，我相信你也不知道你有多少机会。
I don't know how much more opportunity I still have, and I believe that you also don't know.
希望我们在很有限的机会里面能够快快的、早早的，甚至今天就能预备好。
Hope that in such limited opportunity we have, we can quickly and being hastened and also even be ready today.
那我们今天还是把握一个机会来看一下得胜者有什么特性，有什么特质。
So let's take the opportunity today to see what are the special characteristics of the overcomers.
那一面叫我们知道我们怎样为团体来生活。
On the one hand, we know how we can live corporately.
一面怎么样求主帮助我们，如果可以蒙主的怜悯的话，也许我们可以在得胜的行列中被摆进去。
And the other hand, may the Lord help us and be merciful to us. It might be that we can be placed among those overcomers.
所以我想在启示录第二章、第三章有很重要的提醒。
So I think there are very important reminders in Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
他那里讲了七个教会。
It talks about the seven churches.
每一个教会都讲到得胜者。
And each church mentioned about overcomers.
每一个教会讲到得胜者都说听，凡有耳的都要听，会听。
And when each church is being mentioned about the overcomers, it always mentioned that those who have ears, let them hear.
所以在主面前要成为得胜者，要会听宝座的声音。
So to become overcomers before Lord, that we have to be able to listen to the voice from the throne.
所以不管我们喜欢不喜欢，愿意不愿意，学习过或没有学习过，听的学习或者听的这一个能力的成熟，这是需要的。
So whether we like it or not, whether we have learned or not, but to have the experience of hearing has to be matured.
而且是要越听越准确，越听越知道，越能够分辨，这是出于宝座、出于主的，这是不是出于主的，要能够听会、听懂，要能够听得能够知道怎样走在主的面前。
And we have to understand this voice, whether we can hear, whether it's from the throne or not, whether he would like us to do this or not, we have to understand and learn.
你发现在启示录第二章、第三章这七个教会里面，每一个得胜者都要学会听。
You find that in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, all of the seven churches have to learn to hear.
那这个听呢，要听懂神怎样在教会里面，神要做什么。
And they have to understand what God would like to do among the church.
神看重什么，神不看重什么。
What God sees important and what He doesn't think is important.
所以这是里面属灵的耳朵是明亮的。
So that's the enlightening of the spiritual ears.
但是刚刚我们看到十五章，其实十五章跟十三章，启示录十三章， 讲到那个情况，有两只兽，一只从海，一只从陆上来。
So as we see Book of Revelation chapter 15 and 13, as in chapter 13, there are two beasts, one coming from the sea and one from the land.
那是圣经启示里面告诉我们说，人类历史以来以前没有，将来也没有的特别艰难的时候。
And that is in the Bible to reveal to us amongst human history that will not happen in the past nor in the future. That's the most difficult time.
那就是大灾难的时期。
That's the period of great tribulation.
但是呢，里面有得胜的人。
But amongst that, there are overcomers.
这个得胜人怎么得胜呢？
How did they overcome?
顺着生命的路走，羔羊生命的路走。
They follow the way and the life of the Lamb.
那其中有一点呢，就是要听。
And one of that is to hear.
他说，凡有耳的就要听。
Says that those who have ears, let them hear.
所以我们怎样能够跟弟兄姊妹一起在寻求主，在一起配搭侍奉中，能够让做宝座的主满意，需要会听。
So in order for us to serve together with brothers and sisters and to satisfy the Lord on the throne, that the most important thing is we have to know how to hear.
如果我们不是在第一批被提的行列里面，我们进到了大灾难里面，你要成为得胜者，你还是要会听。
If we are not one of those who are being raptured, and once we go into the great tribulation, we still have to listen and hear.
在大灾难之前被提走的人，他们是为着教会，能够照着神旨意来为着教会，来见证主自己。
Those who are being raptured before the great tribulation, that's that they testify for the Lord for the purpose of church.
他的生活看起来是个人的，但是却是为着神全体的。
Their life seems individual, but that's for the corporate purpose.
其实到了大灾难时期还是一样，神对教会的心意没有改变。
But it's still the same during the great tribulation. God's will toward church never changes.
只是环境更加的艰难。
But the environment becomes even more difficult.
所以这对我们是一个，对我自己是一个重要的提醒，我要学会听。
So it's a very important reminder to myself. I have to learn to hear.
不但要听得懂，要听得准。
Not only understand, but have to be accurate.
然后顺着所听的来遵循神的旨意。
And based on what I hear, I obey the will of God.
在七个教会里面，发现他得胜者有不同方面的提醒，有一些强调。
There are among the seven churches, there are different reminders and specifications for the overcomers.
在七个教会里面，第一个教会叫以弗所。
Among the seven churches, first one is called Ephesus.
这有好几个意思，其中有这个字的意思，其中有一个意思就是可羡慕的。
There are several meanings of the word Ephesus, and one of them means to desire. That is desirable.
是可羡慕的。
That is can be desired.
那我就想说，哎，我们得救之后，你有觉得教会生活是可羡慕的吗？
So after we got saved, have you desire of the church life?
教会的生活有什么可羡慕的呢？
What is there to desire about the church life?
我从这一段经文里面粗略发现一点点。
Then from those scriptures, I find something.
一个是他这个使者啊，这个做得胜这个使者呢，是这个怎么样说？是被主手拿着，也就是说。主所扶持的。
One is that the angels of the church are being lifted up by the Lord.
所以好像就被主抓住的。
As if being held by the Lord.
这主抓在手上的。
Lord holds it in his hand.
所以他跟主有关系，就是他受主的带领的。
So his relationship with the Lord that he's being guided by the Lord.
那另外呢，这个得胜的会有什么结果呢？
And what's the result of overcoming?
他说呢，得胜的他把神乐园中生命树的果子给他们吃。
He says that those who overcome, he will give to eat the tree of life.
所以可以说是得胜的呢，他们是活在伊甸园的世纪里面。
So those who overcome live out the reality of Garden of Eden.
伊甸什么意思呢？喜乐。
What does Eden mean? It means joyful.
所以这一批人呢，他因为跟主，他被主带领，被主手抓住，就主把他摆在伊甸的实际，摆在喜乐的那个实际。
So this group of people, as they are being guided by the Lord and being held by the Lord, so the Lord put them in this reality of Eden, which is the reality of joy.
他吃的不是知识善恶树的果子，他吃的是生命树。
They do not eat the tree of knowledge of good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they eat the tree of life.
所以可以说，他活在主的喜乐中，也活在主所赐的生命中。
So they live in the joy of the Lord and also live in the life of the Lord.
所以得胜者应该怎么样说？如果你能够被主带在主的喜乐里面，你似乎就在这个喜乐，就在这里面。
So for overcomers, if you are able to be brought into the joy of the Lord, then it seems you are part of this.
在主的喜乐里面，继续在主的生命里面，能够被一直带到那个完成的地步。
And to be in the joy of the Lord and continue in the life of the Lord can be brought to the maturity of the life.
那这个喜乐什么时候失去？
And when do you lose this joy?
这个生命的经历什么时候失去？
And when do you lose this experience of life?
他说失去了起初的爱心。
That is lost the first love.
所以一个人如果他真的活在被主扶持的那个实际里面，他会一直在喜乐当中。
So if someone is truly lived out in this being this reality of being lifted up by the Lord, then he will always remain in joy.
但是呢，如果他不高兴这样，他会坠落出去。
But if he's not happy with this, then he will fall.
因为我们喜欢有自己的想法。
Because we would like to have our own thought.
或者我们想要去尝试我们觉得需要尝试的。
Or if we would like to experience what we want to experience.
我们似乎觉得这样的跟随主，好像我们的智慧就用不到了，我们的长处用不到了。
We might think that we cannot use our own wisdom and ability if we follow the Lord this way.
但是你一离开了起初的爱心，就从喜乐从生命中救出去了。
But as soon as you lost the first love, then immediately you are being cast out from joy and life.
所以主就责备他们。
So the Lord rebuked them.
要回想。
You have to think.
要想想看。
Think about it.
什么事情，什么地方叫我们坠落的，叫我们跌倒的
？Where and what makes you fallen?
我相信每一个基督徒都有跌倒的经历。
I think each Christian have the experience of falling.
但不一定每一个都知道自己在什么地方跌倒。
But not everyone knows from where one is fallen.
所以我们就需要来到主面前，让主光照我们，哪里是我跌倒的点。
So we have to come before the Lord and being enlightened to know that from where we have fallen.
哪里跌倒，哪里站起来。
From where we have fallen, that's the place we stand up again.
而且如果我们是活在有起初爱心跟主有爱的关系的这样的实际里面。
And if we truly live in this love relationship, the first love with the Lord,
他说呢，他就会行起初所行的事。
Then we're able to do what we first have done.
就是你要知道在爱里面哈，在爱里面的互动是很奇妙的，你知道吗？
Their interaction within love is very amazing.
那个在主的爱里，你即使在地上的爱，你发现你爱一个人的时候，那个行动跟你不爱他的行动是不同的。
Even the earthly love, the relationship on earth, if you find you love someone, it's different from those you don't love.
所以这里有一个跟神有一个起初的爱心在那里，跟主有一个起初的爱心在那里。因为你活在这个爱里面呢，你就知道怎么样在这个爱心里面呢有一个起初的行动行为。
As there's this first love, if you live in this first love, then there's this action that's a result of it.
所以可以说这个得胜者他需要继续被主扶持住。
So this overcomer has always been held and lifted up by the Lord.
好，这个继续被主扶持住，他就继续会到一个地步，甚至到宝座去。
And being continuously being held and lifted up by the Lord, then there is always continuous movement toward the throne.
所以你相信，只要你继续被主的扶持，你就不但活在安息中，你也活在喜乐里面。
So you have to trust that as long as you are always being lifted up by the Lord, then you always live in rest and also joy.
而且生命的经历是越来越丰富，生命就逐渐长大。
And the experience of life become even more abundant than the life grows.
所以这是他以弗所的教会给我们看到得胜者有这一方面。
So from Church of Ephesus, we see the this aspect of the overcomers.
那士米拿教会。
How about Church of Smyrna?
士米拿的意思就是末药。
Smyrna means myrrh.
末药通常是为了埋葬用的。
Myrrh for the burial.
所以这里讲到有死亡。
So it talks about death.
有患难。
Tribulation.
有压力，有贫穷。
There is a pressure and poverty.
但是。主就怎么样宣告他自己呢
？But how does our Lord proclaim himself？
主宣告说：“我是首先的，我是末后的，我又是死过又复活的。
”The Lord says that he is the first and the last, which was dead and is alive.
所以你不断认识主是首先的、末后的，你就有路有方向。
So not only you know our Lord is the first and the last, you have your way and direction.
所以其实我们蒙恩得救，大家都信主了，但事实上来讲的话，对主的认识其实不是一得救，跟经历主丰富多年的人是一样的，不是这样的。
So even though each one of us are saved and believe the Lord, but the experience is different from those who first believe and those who have already experienced the Lord for many years.
刚刚得救的人，老约翰称他做小子。
Those who just got saved.John calls them the little one.
这个小子是什么呢？他明白什么呢？他明白他罪都赦免。
For the little ones, what do they understand? They understand their sins got forgiven.
那个再进步一点呢？他认识的天父。
And furthermore, then they know the Heavenly Father.
所以有时候你知道，我们虽然得救哈，我自己也是经过这样的过程。我得救了，我现在是我喊主啊，主耶稣啊，我喊的这个心里很畅快，但是一喊天父的时候，好像喊岳父一样。
So I also go through the stage that when I first believe the Lord, I'm willing and I'm joyful to call upon the name of the Lord. But whenever I call upon Heavenly Father, it seems as if He's my father-in-law.
所以那是说明是我跟天父并不很密切交通，而且我对他不太认识。
So it means that I don't have this intimate fellowship with Heavenly Father and I don't really know Him.
所以到了一个地步，哎，现在喊天父，里面很实在，而且你们觉得跟天父好像这个互动，像主耶跟主耶稣互动是一样的。
So then it comes to the point that when I called out the Heavenly Father, it seems it's very practical and the interaction with the Heavenly Father is the same as with the Lord.
我这个在老约翰告诉我们，这也不过是小子的阶段。
But then, John told us this is only for little children.
这还不是生命成熟的阶段。
It's not yet for the maturity of life.
然后生命再长呢，那个神的话我就越来越看重。
Then as life grows, we see more importance of God's word.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
我自己因为信主之后，经历神迹奇事多得不得了。
After I believe the Lord, I have experienced so many miracles.
所以我以为我已经是怎么样的？我已经很认识神了。
So I thought I already know God.
我万万没有想到。
Never thought of.
有一段时间，主跟我讲说你没有信心。
There was a period of time Lord told me that you don't have faith.
主每次主跟我讲你没有信心的时候，我想不会啊，我经历这么多神迹，我看过，我认识的没有一个人比我多啊。
Every time when the Lord told me I don't have faith, I thought that's not so because I have experienced so many miracles and that none other people have experienced.
但主不是说我经历神奇是多少，主说你读圣经的时候，这里也不相信，那里也不相信，这里也不接受，那里不接受，你就是没有信心。
But God is not talking about how many miracles I experienced, but He told me that when I read the Bible, I don't believe this, I don't accept that.
看不下去就跳过去，看不下去就跳过去。所以我圣经很快，怎么样？但是都看不下去，我可能跳过去了。
Although I read the Bible very quickly, but I skip them when I don't want to read it.
所以主说你没有信心。
So the Lord told me you don't have faith.
一直到有一天，这差不多有一年多以后，我才明白，原来这个没有信心是因为我没有相信主的话。
So until a year later, I realized that. Not having faith means I don't believe unto God's words.
一个正确的态度就是，我懂，我当然相信；我不懂呢，我还是相信。因为什么？这是天父给我的，这是天父给我的。他好像就是地上的爸爸给儿子写的信。
The right attitude should be, if I understand it, I believe it. But even if I don't understand, I still have to believe. Because this is from Heavenly Father. And that's just like the Father on earth writes the letter to me.
直到那一天，我知道问题在哪里。我以后读圣经呢，我才开始读圣经是个享受。
Until the day I realized what my problem is, then from that time on, I started to feel such joy to read God's words.
所以这个话，因为你读圣经是享受，那个话就会进到里面去。
As it is so enjoyable to read God's words, so then when I read it, then the words enter in.
如果我读圣经，我这里也不相信，那里也不相信，这里也不想看，那里也不想看的，那个话不会进到我的里面去。
If when I read the Bible, I don't believe this, I don't want to read that, then the words can never enter in.
所以这里呢，就什么，从小子长到少年人的阶段。
So this is stage for little children to be grown into young men.
但是少年有一个特性，不是光有话而已。少年人怎么样？要胜过那恶者。
But there's a special characteristics of young men that is they have overcome the evil one.
所以我们信主的人，不管你是怎样的过程信主。你如果逐渐的长进，你会有机会遇到那恶者，就是黑暗的势力。
So regardless of how you believe the Lord, as you grow, you meet the evil one. That is the power of darkness.
对，你遇到他不是你被他恐吓，是主的得胜成为你的得胜，你胜过他。
For you meet him not that you are being threatened by this.But it's because Lord's overcoming become your overcoming, and you overcome them.
所以少年人是刚强的，有能力的。这能力是主的能力，在他身上成为能力。
So young men are strong and powerful. That is the power of the Lord become His power.
所以黑暗的势力碰到这个少年人，是黑暗势力应该逃避，而不是这个少年人一碰到黑暗势力呢，他就夹着尾巴跑。
So when the power of darkness meets the young man, it should be the power of darkness flee away. It's not the young man flee away.
所以你要知道，羔羊已经得胜。
So you have to know that the lamb has already won victory.
主已经得胜。
Our Lord has already won.
主的灵，主的得胜的主住在你里面。
Our Lord's spirit and the overcoming Lord dwells in us.
主也借着他的话告诉我们说，他哪里得胜，怎样得胜。
And Lord, through His words, tells us where He has overcome and how He has gotten victory.
但是这也不过是少年人的阶段。
But that's only the stage of young man.
这还不是主所要的那个成熟的阶段。
That's not yet the maturity God is looking for.
主所要的成熟阶段是父老的阶段。
That the stage of maturity is the stage of fathers.
是认识那起初原有的。
Is those.They know the one from beginning.
认识那起初原有的。
They know the one from beginning.
所以能够开始明白进入神创世以前，还有神这个时间结束到未来国度到未来的勇士。
So they can enter in and understand the how God's plan is from the before the foundation of the earth until throughout the time until millennium kingdom and the end.
所以我们需要知道什么是首先的，什么是末后的。
So we have to know what is the first and the last.
主就是那个首先的，那个末后的。
Lord is the first and the last.
他也带我们进入这个认识。
And He helped us to enter into such understanding.
所以我们如果真的进入这个时期，主要叫我们能够胜过死亡，胜过撒旦淫秽的人。
So if we truly understand this reality of it, then God will make us overcome death and the synagogue of Satan.
这个胜过是有冠冕的。
And this overcoming has a crown.
所以胜过自己，死亡，胜过死亡的权势在自己的身上，胜过罪的权势在自己身上，这是会得生命的冠冕的。
So to overcome the power of darkness and overcome power of sin upon ourselves, then that will receive the crown of life.
所以千万不要把问题老是指向别人。
So don't point your fingers to others.
因为那个死亡的权势在我自己身上。
For the power of darkness.The power of death is upon ourselves.
那个罪的权势在我自己身上。
The power of sin is on me.
所以只有什么与主耶稣同死，与主耶稣同复活， 我才能胜过他。
So only when we die and resurrect together with our Lord, then we can overcome.
所以这是个得胜的。
So that's overcome.
他得胜，复活的生命大能在他身上成为实际的。
He overcome and the power of resurrection become a reality upon him.
弟兄姊妹，你信主了，你真的知道复活的生命大能在你身上是实际的吗？
Brothers and sisters, after you believe the Lord, do you truly know the power of resurrection is reality in you?
你确定这件事吗？
Are you sure about it?
还是你只是想象这件事？
Or you only imagine this?
啊，这是重要的。
This is important.
得胜者，复活的生命在基督身上，复活的生命在他身上。
For overcomers, the resurrected life is upon Christ, so is the resurrected life upon those people.
因为主是首先的，主是末后的，他愿意让主做头，让主做引导。
For Lord is the first and the last, they are willing to let the Lord be the head and be guidance.
第三个教会叫别加摩。
And the third church is called Pergamos.
这个别加摩，它的意思有一个叫联合的意思。
This means, the meaning of Pergamos means united.
那主在这里宣告他自己，他是那有两刃利剑的。
And Lord proclaimed himself here that he's the one with double-edged sword.
在这一段圣经里面，主要他的儿女能够坚守他的名，而且能够坚守他的信心。这个道，没有弃绝我的道，那个道其实就是信心。
And among the scripture here, the Lord would like his people to hold fast to his name and does not deny his faith.
所以真正在主面前看为 主看为这个圣徒在主面前宝贵的光景，就是主的名是唯一的名，别的名没有办法能够跟他相提并论。
So the condition our Lord sees precious upon this saint is that the most preciousname upon this person is the name of the Lord.
所以因为这个缘故，我们也不会高举自己的名，我们也没有需要高举自己的名。
Because of this, we don't have to uplift our own name.
唯一得荣耀的就是主的名。
The only name that receives the glory is the name of the Lord.
而且需要主继续的扶持我们，帮助我们活在信心的实际里面。
And we need the Lord to lift us up and help us always live in the reality of faith.
不过呢，在这个教会里面有一个问题，就是它跟世界联合了。
But the problem in this church is that it's been united with the world.
所以使得教会里面产生拜偶像的事情。
So there are idol worship within the church.
产生了这一个奸淫的事情。
And there's also fornication.
而且这个教会里面产生了这个居间阶级的事情。
And there's the clergy.
因为神救我们，神把我们都带回到神的家中。
For God saved us and He brought us all back to His home.
称每一位都是弟兄。
And He called everyone brothers.
神没有称哪个是孙子。
God did not call anyone grandson.
在神的家里面只有弟兄，没有孙子。
In God's family, there are only brothers, no grandsons.
所以没有居间阶级。
So there's no clergy.
我们都是弟兄。
We're all brothers.
但是呢，在这里呢，有人要比别人觉得高一点、大一点，要来控制别人。
But here, what happened is that some feels that they are higher than others. They would like to be in control.
所以他抓住那个居间阶级的那个思想、那个教训。
So they take hold of the doctrine of the clergy.
有的人与世俗联合了，所以呢，他抓住那些世俗的。叫人犯奸淫的，叫人拜偶像的东西，把它弄到教会里面来。
For some are united with the world, therefore they take hold of the fornications and also bring people to worship idols, and they bring all these into church.
但是主怎么解决这个问题
？So how does our Lord resolve this?
主说我是有两刃利剑的。
And the Lord says He's the one with a sharp two-edged sword.
在这个希伯来书第四章说，神的话。如同两刃的利剑。
And in chapter 4 of book of Hebrews says that God's words are like the double.
叫灵与魂、骨节与骨髓、刺入破开。
And can separate the spirit, soul, and also the bones and marrow.
所以，如果我们读神的话，我们在神的圣灵的工作中愿意被分开，其实是可以被分开的。
So when we read God's words and by the work of Holy Spirit, we are willing to be separate. We can be separate.
所以与世界分别，是一面有神的话，一面有圣灵的工作。
So being separate from the world, on one hand there is God's words, on the other hand there is the work of Holy Spirit.
所以这个得胜的，他是他都有隐藏的玛纳给他吃。
So for this overcomers, there is a hidden manna being given.
也就是说，他是暗中得到供应的。
So they are being provided in secret.
所以其实神的灵在我们身上，神在我们身上做赤裸跑干是在里面的，根本不是别人讲的。
So God does the work. Separation is within us. Within.
所以今天我们如果能够蒙光照，能够被主分开，这是宝贵的事情。
So it's very precious if we are able to be enlightened and being separated.
这是主给我们机会，保持给我们机会，能够成为得胜者，可以到他宝座前的机会。
And this is the opportunity God gives to us, so we can become overcomers to be.
如果主在我们身上要把我们做与世界分开的工作，我却是不要，那就是我自己不接受那个两刃利剑的工作。
So if God would like to do the separation work in us, but I'm not willing, then I'm not willing to accept the work of the double-edged sword.
当然，它的结果就是神的见证要借着我彰显，就显不出来。
So the result is that God's testimony cannot be manifested through me.
那当然，我就生命的经历就被拦走了。
So there's the hindrance of the experience of life.
而且，主不但这样带领我们，主知道。我们顺服他，我们跟世界分开是不容易的。
And God does not guide us, only guide us this way, but He also knows that it's not easy for us to be separated from the world.
所以主纪念这样的人，主给他白石。
So Lord remembers this group of people and give them the white stone.
那另外第四个教会就是推亚推拉。
And the fourth church is Thyatira.
推亚推拉的意思就是祭祀的意思，宗教祭祀，那个祭祀，敬拜祭祀，那个祭祀。
The meaning of it is the sacrifices, such as the religious sacrifice.
所以这里呢，主宣告自己是眼目如火焰，脚像光明的铜。
So here the Lord proclaimed himself as the eyes like unto a flame fire, and his feet like a fine brass.
宇宙一切。唯一配得敬拜的，就是创造宇宙的主。
The only one that's worthy to receive all the worship, that's the God who created heaven and earth.
唯一配得敬拜的，就是我们的救主。
And the only one worthy to receive worship is our Savior.
但是这里呢，把别的敬拜带进来。
But here they brought in other worship.
而且撒旦就趁着这个机会夺取了应该对神儿子的敬拜，应该对天父的敬拜，把它夺取。
And Satan uses this opportunity to grab hold of the worship that should be belong to Son of God.
所以主说他自己眼目像火焰，脚像光明的铜，主要审判这件事情的。
So our Lord says his eyes are like unto a flame of fire and feet are like fine brass, which he will judge.
这里可以说是在教会最黑暗的时代。
So this is the darkest time in church.
教会最黑暗的时代就是天主教时代。
So the darkest time of among church history is the time of the Catholic.
大约有一千年的时间。
About 1,000 years.
甚至到最后，他们到一个地步是连神父神那些修道士连神父自己都不读圣经了。
They were so dark to the point that even those fathers did not read Bible themselves.
圣经锁在一个地方，没有人敢去看。
And the Bibles were being chained up. Nobody dared to look at it.
你不要觉得这是以前的事情了。
Don't think this only happened in the past.
我自己非常意外，我至少我自己亲身碰到两个 case.
I personally experienced two cases.
一个是我研究所的同学，不是同班的同学，就是跟我同一年的那个同学。
One was my classmate during my master's time.
当我跟他传福音的时候，他说我信耶稣了。
When I share gospel to him, he said that I believe on the Lord Jesus.
那我很高兴啊，我说，哎，你有没有圣经呢、啊？他说我没有圣经。
I was so happy. I asked him that, do you have Bible? He said no.
那我就送他一本。
So I gave him a Bible.
我送他一本之后，过了好一段时间了，我说，哎，那么圣经看了没啊
？So after a long time, I asked him, have you read the Bible?
他居然说，圣经不是随便人可以看的。
He told me that Bible is not for ordinary people to read.
然后你是去什么聚会啊？
I asked him what kind of gathering you go to.
哦，我在天主教。
He told me that I belong to a Catholic gathering.
我真的不知道他们怎么样把一个高级知识分子，你知道吗？这个不是说他没有，他不识字，那也没办法。这高级知识分子，他居然读圣经会害怕。
I don't know how they can brainwash this highly educated person to become that he does not he's scared to read the Bible.
这不是一千年以前的事情，这是现代的事情。
This does not happen before, but this is in this modern time.
至少我跟他分手的时候，分手之前我还没看过他读圣经。
Actually, I never saw him read the Bible before I separate with him.
所以人落在黑暗里面，自己都不知道。
So one was in darkness and he doesn't even know.
还有一个就是我自己，我爸爸的堂哥，就大伯。
And the other person is my father's relative.
他是将军啊。
He's a general.
将军很威风的，对不对
？And he is very good.
他也不敢读圣经。
He also did not dare to read the Bible.
他跑天主教去。
And he also went to a Catholic.
我搞不懂。
I did not understand.
主把圣经一本公开的圣经给我们，他们居然读都不敢读，你放他手上他都不敢读。
God gave us an open Bible, but they did not dare to read it.
想不通这件事。
I don't understand.
但是这里给我有一点体会，果然教会在最黑暗的时候是这样的光景。
But here I think that it's so true that in the darkness time of church history is like this.
因为人不读圣经。不知道神要做什么，不知道救恩已经完成了，不知道神预备的多丰富。
For people do not read the Bible, so they do not understand the salvation has already been done, and they don't understand how abundant is the provision by God.
所以，连说信耶稣得就是罪得赦免这件事情都不知道。
So they don't even know to believe unto Jesus, sins are being forgiven.
然后犯了罪，没有办法解决。天主教就为了要盖教堂，就发赎罪券，然后有人买赎罪券，然后他来用这个来安慰自己。
So in order to resolve the problem with sin, and for the Catholics who would like to build up their own church building, so they invent this indulgence that people have to buy indulgence to resolve the issue of sin.
主耶稣已经完成了救赎。
Our Lord Jesus already accomplished.
救恩已经赏赐下来。
The salvation has already been given.
圣经已经给了圣徒。
Bible is already given to the saints.
但是教会却落在这样黑暗的光景。
But church was fallen into such dark condition.
所以主说那个时候，主把晨星赐给他们。
So Lord says at that time He gave them the morning star.
所以在最黑暗的时候，你能看见主自己。
So in the darkest time that we can see Lord Himself.
今天我们也在一个很黑暗的状态。
Today we are also in a very dark period.
我们需要常常看见主。
We have to often see the Lord.
否则我们就没有路走。
Otherwise we don't have the way to go.
需要常常看见主。
We have often see the Lord.
知道主什么是主要审判的。
To know what is that Lord would like to judge.
什么是主所不喜悦的。
And what is God displeased with.
所以得胜者认识主的审判。
So overcomers understand the judgment of the Lord.
今天认识主的审判，比将来在我们毫无我们不敢面对的情况下去见主的面，那个时候面对那个审判，今天认识审判是好的。
To comparing that we don't comparing to know the judgment of the Lord in the future when we face the Lord, it is good that we understand God's judgment today.
所以我们今天有改变将来结局的机会，就是我认识他的审判。我能够回头悔改在他面前。
So today we still have the opportunity to change our end. That is, we have the grace of return to come back before Him.
如果我们今天可以悔改，我不愿意悔改，可能那一天就看他的眼目像火焰，脚像光明的铜。我他的审判的时候，我们也受不了。
If today we have the chance of repentance, but I'm not ready. Then in the future, I will see him like the eyes like a fire, and also face like.
今天的得胜者应该是经历神的管教，也经历神的审判的人。
So those overcomers today should be they experience the discipline and judgment of God today.
所以我们就为着主还给我们机会，还给我们还愿意管教我们，还给我们回头的机会。我们要感谢赞美主。
So we have to thank and praise the Lord. Still give us the grace of return today.
好，我想今天的时间只有这么多，那我们以后有机会我们再看。
So since we only have such time till now, then we will look at it in the future.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back to your hands.
因为你乐意我们站在你的宝座前。
And you are pleased that we can stand before your throne.
你乐意我们成为得胜者。
You are pleased that we can become overcomers.
为着全教会成为得胜者。
For the entire church to become overcomers.
在世代最艰难的时候，仍然成为得胜者。
In the most difficult period of time, that we can still become overcomers.
求你继续的启示我们。
And you continue to reveal to us.
愿你在你的教会中得到当得的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory among the church.
求你在这里为你自己预备，得到你所喜悦的器皿。
To prepare and gain those vessels pleasing to your heart.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.